With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Well, the war between Israel and Hamas continues as terrorist groups getting into it by attacking some U.S. troops, also international shipping. Former President Donald Trump says such Iran proxies would never have tried that when he was in the Oval Office.
I would hit them so hard. I don't want to say where. I know exactly where. But I would, you know, it's very tough to say exactly what I'm going to do on your radio show and announce it to the world. It's so crazy when I guess they call that democracy, but it's a very crazy thing. But I would hit them so hard. They know where. They would have never done it with me.
Mr. Trump was a guest on the Hugh Hewitt Show on the Salem Radio Network, and 14 Israeli soldiers have been killed in combat in the Gaza Strip over the weekend. Also at SRNnews.com, the White House has weighed in on standardizing electric vehicle chargers. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Tesla, the leader in the EV market, operates the largest network of fast chargers, and many of its supercharger stations are in prime locations. But Tesla's charging standard has long been in conflict with the connector used by most other automakers. The White House supports last week's announcement to standardize Tesla's charging plugs for all EVs in the U.S. By next year, Ford, GM, and others say they plan to provide adapters to customers so they can plug into the Tesla network. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, the Kremlin is apparently trying to restock the Russian military depleted arsenal. That after some 22 months of fighting in Ukraine, Russia has already lost more than 13,000 pieces of equipment, including tanks, drones, and missile systems. This is SRN News. A milestone for a prominent Christian ministry.
Prison Fellowship's international flagship in-prison program, The Prisoner's Journey, has reached its 10-year anniversary. The program, launched in South Africa and Nigeria in 2014, now runs in 35 countries across six continents. BFI spokesman Andrew Corley says, quote, "Many prisoners want to change, but they don't know how. The gospel message and hope that they discover through the program often results in transformation." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin's top Republican wants to let voters decide whether to shorten the length of time in which pregnant women can legally seek abortions. Current state law allows abortions up to 20 weeks of pregnancy. But Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wants to shorten that period to somewhere between 12 and 15 weeks. This is SRN News. The Environmental Protection Agency says it's conducting more on-site inspections of polluting industrial sites than at any time since the COVID-19 pandemic began.
It's part of a broader Biden administration effort to reinvigorate environmental enforcement. Budget cuts imposed more than a decade ago slashed enforcement staff by roughly 950 positions. The EPA is moving to add about 300 positions.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The death toll from China's most powerful earthquake in years now stands at 149. Two people are missing, though, after the tremor hit the northwestern part of the country last week. And a pair of minor earthquakes, one in Hawaii, the other Washington State, over the weekend. No damage has been reported, no reports of any injuries. More details at SRNnews.com.